Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can hear what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off about 50 degrees this morning, and we had a slight wind advisory of about 5 miles an hour. And then it got to a high of about 70 degrees today, and it'll cool off tonight to be about 45 degrees. So that's the end of the fall season, and the summer weather is gone. And now we're getting ready to enter into the winter season. So we'll be having holiday spirit for the next 2 months. We're getting ready to come up on Thanksgiving this Thursday coming up. 3 days from today will be Thanksgiving. And then next month, 30 days from now, we will be having Christmas. And 20 days before that, or after today, it'll be my birthday. It'll be the 20th of December. And I will be celebrating G Money's birthday for everybody to send me some gifts, some presents, and some money. I'm taking love and kisses from everybody also. It'll be my birthday, and I'm celebrating it big in this big day and age. So, that's G Money's weather report for today, Monday, November 20th. November 20th? No, the 22nd. Yeah, the 22nd. Monday, November 22nd, 2021. All right. Well, let's talk about the football games that played this weekend. Starting with Thursday's game for week number 10. So, DJ, Papa D, who played this past Thursday night, and who won, and what was the score? All right. Thursday, the 18th of the month, what was the game that played and what was the score?
So week number 11 for NFL football,
began with last Thursday night's game, which was the New England Patriots beat the Atlanta Falcons 25-0. You bet on Patriots and under, and it was Patriots and under.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. I'm kind of liking New England. They're playing good ball now. They must have found a quarterback to replace Tom Brady. So now their defense is playing really good, and their offense is scoring. So they're on a good trajectory. No, it's not that easy. They're on their way to working their way into the playoffs. So that's good for New England. All right. So that's one win for G-Money. And let's go to Sunday night's game. Sunday, who played the first game on Sunday, and what was the score of the game?
Game number two, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New Orleans Saints 40-29. You bet on Saints and under, and it was Eagles and way over.
Whoa. I know some people are upset about that. They went on vacation this week thinking their husbands was going to buy them diamonds and gold if the Saints won. But the Saints lost. So that's a loss for G-Money. I'm 1-1, and I'm really surprised. The Philadelphia Eagles played really well. So I got to keep my eye on Philly and see if they're going to try to qualify for the playoffs. I don't think they will because they're in the league with the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Cowboys are way ahead in their league. So I don't think anybody has a chance to catch them for the playoffs. All right, so game number three.
Game number three, the Miami Dolphins beat the New York Jets 24-17. You bet on Dolphins and under, and it was Dolphins and under.
23-17, it was 40. So what was the total points for the game?
44.5. So
44.
It was Dolphins and
under. I was under. So I won that game. I said it would be Dolphins and under. So that's a win for G-Money. Oh, I'm so happy. That gives me two wins and one loss. But that was the only, that's three games out of six games that I bet this weekend. And that's three that I won and three that I lost. So we'll get to the other one. All right, so that's 2-1 right now. So game number four.
Game number four, Washington football team beat the Carolina Panthers 27-21. You bet on Panthers and over, and it was Washington and over.
Wow. Washington came out the gates and played good against the Carolina Panthers. And the Panthers got their quarterback back. He went to New England, and he went to Arizona, and now he's back playing ball for the Carolina Panthers again. I can't think of his name. I keep thinking Doug Williams, but Doug Williams played with the Washington Redskins. Cam Newton, I think that's his name. Yeah, Cam Newton is playing for the Carolina Panthers again. And his first league in the year, first season in the league, he won Most Valuable Player of the NFL. been traded around, and he hasn't played as well as he played when he was first in the league. But hopefully he'll play good for Carolina before the end of this season, since he's back with his old team again. But they lost to Washington. Okay, well, that's two wins and two losses for me. So let's go to game number five.
Game number five, Indianapolis Colts beat the Buffalo Bills 41-15. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Colts and over.
Yeah, I can't believe that. The Bills just got shut down by the Colts. I'm so upset with my Bills. I thought the Bills was the first-place team, and they were going to win like they were first-place team. But they ended up losing to the Indianapolis Colts, who's in like third or fourth place. They're not even in the top four. And they beat a first-place team. So I'm surprised. That was an upset. And that's one of the games I went to the sports book and bet on. I bet on the Bills to win by a long shot. And they lost. So that was another loss for G-Money. So now I got two wins and three losses. Oh, boy. Okay, game number six.
Game number six, the Cleveland Browns beat the Detroit Lions 13-10. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns and under.
Yeah, I'm glad the Cleveland Browns won. I guess both of them had a good defense on that day because they didn't score a lot of points. So, but I was happy that Cleveland won. So I bet on Cleveland to win. So that's a win for G Money. So that's 3-3 now. And I took that to the sports book, but I would have lost the bet because I bet on Cleveland and over, and it was Cleveland but under. All right. So that's 4-3. All right. So let's go to game number six or number seven. 4-3. That's eight. Game number eight should be coming up.
You're 3-3. Game number seven. San Francisco 49ers beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-10. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers and under.
All right. Well, I wasn't betting on that game because I knew it could go either way. So, but I'm happy the 49ers won because they needed to get another win in their column if they're going to try to make the playoffs. So that's a win for G Money. So that's four wins and three losses. 4-3 now.
Yep. Four wins, three losses. Game number eight. The Houston Texans beat the Tennessee Titans 22-13. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Texans and under.
Yeah, I can't believe that Tennessee got beat by the last place team in the division. The Houston Texans only won one game, and then got beat by the first place Tennessee Titans. I can't believe that. They beat the first place team. So that was a major upset. I went to the casino and put money on Tennessee to win, and they lost. Oh, my goodness. So that's 4-4. Four wins, four losses. Okay. Continue. Game number nine.
That's four wins. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four losses. Game number nine.
Yeah.
Tennessee, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Green Bay Packers, 34-31. You bet on Packers and over, and it was Vikings and over.
Yeah, I can't believe that either. I don't know what happened with Green Bay. I don't know if it was cold weather or it was warm weather. I don't understand. But they lost to Minnesota, and Minnesota, they came from behind to win in that game because Green Bay was winning the whole game. And Minnesota Vikings came back in the end and won. So props, my props to Minnesota, although I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but they beat a first-place Packers team. So we give them the props. They beat the Packers. And so the Packers have two losses now on the season. And I think they're still in first place. But, okay, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's 4-5.
Game number 10. Game number 10, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Chicago Bears 16-13. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens but under.
Yeah, I think it was the weather. That's why the teams weren't scoring a lot of points. I can't believe that all these defenses shut the offensive teams down. Because these offensive teams usually score a lot of points, and they didn't this week. But I rooted for the Baltimore Ravens to win, so I'm happy. G-Money won on that bet. I bet Baltimore Ravens to win, and they won. So that's a win for G-Money. So that's 5 wins and 5 losses. Am I 5-5 now?
5-5. Actually, no. You are 5 wins. We just did the Bears, right? Ravens and the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay. That's game number 10, so you're 5-5. Game number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Las Vegas Raiders 32-13. You bet on Bengals and under, and it was Bengals and under.
Yeah, Bengals played an excellent game. The Raiders played an awful game. I don't know what was wrong with the Raiders. They kept getting interceptions. They kept getting fumbles. Oh, man, they had all these penalties. They played an awful game. So I'm glad I've picked the Cincinnati Bengals to win because they were playing in Vegas, and they beat them in their home court, beat them on their home field. So that was a win for G Money, but a loss for the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's 6-5.
Game number 12, the Arizona Cardinals beat the Seattle Seahawks 23-13. You bet on Cardinals and under, and it was Cardinals and under.
Yep, my Cardinals came through. They only have 2 losses all year, so they're still in first place. They have the best record in the NFL, and I think they're going to the playoffs, people. So you can watch the Arizona Cardinals and watch and see what they do. You can put your money on the Cardinals because I think they're going to be playing very well going into the playoffs. All right, so that's 7-5. That's 12 games. All right, game number 13.
Game number 13, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-9. You bet on Cowboys and over, and it was Chiefs and under.
I can't believe that I actually bet on the Cowboys. I should have known, but I didn't know the Chiefs have a 5-game winning streak going. I didn't know that they had won 4 in a row before this weekend. But the Cowboys won 4 in a row, too. So it was two teams that had a winning season going. And I just picked the wrong one. But I like Kansas City. They played good ball. So they came and they beat up on the Cowboys. So I was happy the Cowboys got beat, even though I was betting on the Cowboys to win. But, oh, well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 7-6 now. So what about game number 14?
Game number 14, the L.A. Chargers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 41-37. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Chargers and over.
Yeah, my Chargers played ball. They came back to win it in the end. They didn't never give up the fight, so that was good for the Chargers. And they played at home, too, so that was a good win for them. Yep, I rooted for Chargers all day, and they came from behind and won. So that was a win for G Money. So that's 8-5. So that's 13 games. So 14 games, the Monday night football game tonight? Or do we have one more?
So you're eight and six. That was game number 14. Game number 15 is tonight, and it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the New York Giants in Tampa Bay. And you bet on Tampa Bay and over.
Okay. You said I only have 8 wins. I didn't have 9 wins. And I have 5 losses. 13, and tonight's game 14. So I'm 8-5 right now.
You have 8 wins and 6 losses. Today, so you have 8 wins and 6 losses. Tonight is game number 15.
Okay. I guess Cowboys was lost number six.
Correct. Cowboys lost number 6. You lost the Saints versus the Eagles, Panthers versus Washington, Bills versus Colts, Titans versus the Texans, Packers versus the Vikings, and Cowboys versus the Chiefs. You lost those 6 games.
6 games. You're right. Okay. So I'm 8-6 going in, or am I 9-6? 8-6.
You are 8-6.
8-6. And tonight we're going into game number 15.
Correct.
All right. And tonight we're going to see the New York Giants playing the Tampa Bay Bucks, and we'll see what happens in Monday Night Football game of the week tonight on Monday, November 22nd, 2021. Okay, DJ, that's the sports report. With G Money Sports Report on today, November 22nd, 2021. So, DJ, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I have some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I have some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
With what Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comedy, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, if you will, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And we'll be back with some more music and some more entertainment in a minute.
All right, I was playing on my fraternity team. We played every summer at Darby Park, where all the fraternities got together and they played in a league where all the teams played each other. Well, this summer was my first summer home from college. And like I told you, I was a ball player. So when I found out they had a softball team, I was down to play on the team. Even though playing softball ain't like playing real baseball, because they have underhand pitching on softball. You know, it's a lot slower than throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs. So I was batting left-handed because I didn't want to mess up my right-handed swing. I didn't want to mess up my timing to be hitting right-handed. I was hitting left-handed. I was getting some hits. I was scoring some runs for my team. We were winning. And plus, since I'm a baseball player, I started. They put me in center field. And I'm like, yeah, I'll play center field. I run everything down in the outfield because I'm a ball player. And center field is where I started when I was a little kid. I played the outfield. My daddy taught me how to catch fly balls. He taught me how to judge fly balls. He taught me how to catch ground balls. So playing outfield was real natural for me. And I was playing center field. And as I tell you, nothing drops that's hit in the air. I catch everything, everything in the outfield. That's what I do. Because I'm a ball player. I play that game. I'm a baseball player for real. So we were in the game, and we had been undefeated all season. The whole summer we played, and we were undefeated. And we were playing the last game of the season against Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And they were last year's champions. So they just knew they were going to beat us one game this season, but they hadn't beat us yet. So they get to the point where they get two men on base. They have a man on first base and a man on second base with nobody out. And they think they're going to score one of the two people on base, and they're going to tie the game up. And then if they score another person, they're going to go ahead, and they think they're going to win. Well, they get a guy up to bat, and he hits a shot. Oh, man, it's deep. It goes deep, and I'm running on it. It's going over my head, but I'm running. I turn, and I run on it. And I'm like, I got to get there. I got to catch it. It can't drop in my outfield. Nothing drops in the outfield. Nothing has dropped all year long. I've caught everything that went in the outfield. And I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. And the ball is traveling. It's traveling. It goes way over my head. But I'm running because it still hasn't started to drop. It's still flying. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm like, I got to get there. I got to get there. And all of a sudden, the ball starts to come down. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm like, okay, I got to get up there. I got to get up there because nothing drops in my outfield. I'm the center fielder. Nothing drops in my outfield. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm watching the ball. I'm watching the ball the whole way, and it starts to come down, and it's coming down. And I'm like, oh, it's going to go over my head. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get to the ball. And I say, well, I could jump and catch the ball at its highest point. That's kind of like what you do in basketball. You catch the ball at the highest point, and then you bring it down. Well, I'm running, and I'm thinking, okay, the ball's going over my head, so I got to jump up and catch it. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to jump up and catch the ball. I got to catch it. And the ball goes over my head, and it's still sailing. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. Oh, it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run it down and throw the ball into the infield. Well, I know they got two men on base, and both of the men are running because they think this guy is getting ready to hit an in-the-park home run. So they think the ball is going to drop.
and it's going to run, and the runners are already running. The second base guy is running to third, and he's on his way to home plate. And the guy on first base is rounding second, and he's going to third. But I'm still running for the ball. So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. This ball can't drop because nothing drops in my outfield. I run everything down, and I can't let this drop. And nobody scores on me in the outfield. That just doesn't happen. So I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm looking for this ball. And I got my eyes on the ball, and I'm watching it, and it's going over my head. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. It's going to hit the ground. So I got to chase it down. It's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run after it. And then I'm going to have to get it and throw it back into the infield, and hopefully we can get one or two of the guys out at the plate. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm running after the ball, and I say, well, maybe I can jump and catch it at the highest point. But the ball goes over my head, and I know if I jump, I'm not going to get it. And I'm going to fall down, and I got to jump up and run and catch the ball because it's going to be bouncing away. And I can't get there. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? And he came all the way from left field, and he ran the ball down. I started in center field, and he outran me to the ball, and he caught the ball. So when he caught it, he flipped it to me, and I turned around and threw a shot. Now, the runners that were running second base had already scored. At least he thought he did. The first baseman was running around third base on his way to score. At least they thought they were. But when my frat, Brother Love, Willis Colbert, when the cat man caught the ball, oh, man, everybody was hollering, go back, because they got to go back to the original base they were at. Because they left before the ball was caught. So they got to run all the way back to the first base that they started at. So the guys have to get back in the baseline, and they run down third, and then he runs to second, and he got to run all the way to first base. And the other guy got to run down to third, and he got to run to second base. But when I get the ball, I shoot a shot, and I hit second base, butt man, right in the chest. He tags second base, and he throws the ball to first base, and we get a triple play. We get a triple play, which doesn't really happen in baseball a lot, but it happened that day, and we got a triple play, and the game was over, and we finished the season. Phi Beta Sigma was on top as an undefeated team for that year. And we won the championship, and we got the jacket that said Softball Champions 1982.
and I was on the team. That's the only year I played. I didn't play any year after that because I'm a baseball player, so I went out and started playing baseball, and that's what I did. I played at the park with an adult team, and I was playing left field, and somebody got up and hit a fly ball straight up in the air. They popped it up, and everybody was looking in the air, but nobody could see the ball, and I'm looking up, and I don't know where the ball is. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't find the ball. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm asking everybody, where's the ball? Where's the ball? Shortstop doesn't know where the ball is. The third baseman doesn't know where the ball is. I'm asking the center fielder where the ball is, and he doesn't know. And they're looking for the ball, and I'm looking up, and I don't see the ball because the ball is blending in the white clouds. And I don't see the ball at all. And then at the last minute, I caught the ball when it was coming down. And I sprinted. Well, I ran up, and I caught the ball. Bam! Caught it before it hit the ground. And everybody was like, damn, Gene, that was a hell of a catch. And I'm like, the shortstop should have caught that ball. It was only 5 feet behind him. Or the third baseman should have caught the ball. I had to run all the way to the infield to catch the ball. But I made the catch, and I saved the game that day. So that's the end of my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
So they couldn't see what was going on. and I stood him at the edge of my stairs, and I told him, on the count of three, drop the brick, drop the brick. But they're thinking, when they drop the brick, he's gonna pull his penis off. 12 guys, 12 bricks. Drop the brick, drop the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks. No, we told him, we don't want to drop the brick. No, we told him. And they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, we told him. So I gave them to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. Drop the brick. Drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Yeah. I'm G Money, the Pimp County. And if you didn't know, now you know.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
This is getting money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back and relax as we give you some more entertainment for your listening pleasure. Well, I have another story to tell you, a real short one, but it's kind of a funny story. There was a man that was sitting in a bar, and he had been sitting in this bar. He was sitting at a table in the bar, and he was drinking, and he had gotten so drunk that he was just laying across the table. He was just drunk, and the bartender kept walking over to him and asking him if he was all right, and he was like, yeah, I'm fine. Just bring me another drink. And the bartender was like, well, I don't know if you need another drink. And the man said, oh, just bring me another drink. And the bartender said, okay. And he went back and got the man another drink and took it to the table and sat it in front of him. And the man was drinking the drink. And the bartender went back to the bar, and he was talking to one of the patrons, another man that was sitting at the bar, and he was like, look at Mr. Martin. He is drunk. He needs to go home. I need to get him a ride home. And the man he was talking to at the bar said, well, I have a car. I can give him a ride home. And the bartender said, oh, would you do that? Could you take Mr. Martin home? And the guy said, sure, I'll give him a ride home. So the bartender gave this man the address for Mr. Martin where he was living. And the man said, okay, and he got up, and he went to the table, and he lifted Mr. Martin up, and he stood him up by the bar, by the table, and he went to move him, and the man just slid down on the floor. He was like, oh, man, this man is really drunk. He won't even stand up. So he tried to stand him up again, and he stood him up against a couple of chairs, and then he tried to get a good grip on the man so that he could walk him to the car, but the man kept sliding down on the ground, and he was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to carry this guy to the car. And so he got around the man and kind of lifted him up and carried him outside of the bar, and he carried him to his car. And when he got to his car, he kind of leaned the man against his car, and the man slid down and was laying on the ground. And the man turned around and saw him laying on the ground and said, oh, this is ridiculous. This man won't even stand up while I unlock my car to put him in the car. Oh, goodness. So he reached down and he picked the man up again and he leaned him against the car and then he took his keys out and he unlocked his door and then he put the man inside the car in the passenger seat and he closed the door. And he was like, okay, now I got him in the car. Now let me get him to his house. And he drove through the neighborhood and ended up at Mr. Martin's house, the address that the bartender had given him. So he got to the house and he parked his car and then he opened the passenger door. And he got the man, and he was holding him around his shoulders, and he was thinking he was going to walk the man to the house. And once he let the man go, the man just slivered and laid down on the ground again. And the man was like, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't even get the man to stand up so I can get a hold of him. And I could walk him to his front door? Oh, this is ridiculous. So he grabbed the man and he lifted him up and he put him over his shoulders and he walked him to the front door. And when he got him to the front door, he leaned him against the wall, and he was holding him up, and the man slid down again and was laying on the ground. And the man said, oh, this is crazy. So he knocked on the door, and then he picked the man up again, and he stood him against the door. And the man's wife, Mr. Martin, his wife came to the door, and she opened the door, and he said, are you Mrs. Martin? And she said, yes, I am. He said, well, I brought your husband home from the bar. I think he had a little too much to drink, and he is drunk, and I can't get him to stand up. But I carried him all the way to the house so you can take him from here. And she said, oh, thank you. I appreciate you giving him a ride home from the bar. That was really nice of you. But I got one question. Where's his wheelchair? Yeah. Yeah, that's just like G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Prophet D, it's time, I guess, for me to talk to my fan club members and see if we have a $50 cash prize to give away to the fan club members. Today's Monday, Cash Money Monday. So let's see if they can identify the name of a movie. DJ Papa D, play a clip from the name of a movie, and we'll see if we can get a member, a fan club member or a family member or somebody that's listening to today's radio show to see if we can get them to identify the name of the movie and win the $50 cash prize. All right. So they have 5 minutes to call in to the radio station to claim the name of the movie. And I'll be looking for caller number 26. That's the caller. So I'll be looking for caller 26, and hopefully caller 26 will be able to tell us the name of the movie that DJ Papa D is going to play the clip of the movie. So you have 5 minutes to call in and claim the 26th spot in the guessing game for the $50 cash giveaway. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie for the $50 cash giveaway contest.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
All right. That's a clip from the movie, and I need somebody to call in. Be caller number 26 and call in and tell us the name of that movie. All right. You got 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Listening to this radio show, you got 5 minutes to call in to the station and tell us the name of that movie. And if you're the 26th caller and you know the name of the movie, you'll win $50 cash prize right here, right now, because I'm G-Money, and that's what I'm doing. I'm giving away $50 cash for the winner of the $50 cash giveaway contest on Monday. So, DJ Papa D, play the clip one more time for the listening audience so they can get a good understanding of what movie that clip came from?
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
Okay. Well, that's the movie clip. And if you think you know the name of the clip, call in to the radio station and be caller number 26 and identify the name of that movie. Okay, DJ, while we're giving them 5 minutes to call into the radio station, play one of my songs as we're waiting for the audience to call in. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, and that's how kids get down. I got homeboy cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboy lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm deep money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting to everybody around the world so you can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. And my birthday is coming up next month on the 20th of December, 5 days before Christmas. Me and Jesus are born in the same month, different years, though. But we're related. All right. Well, now it's time for me to find out if we have a $50 cash prize winner today. Let me look and see. $23, $24, $24 callers. Oh, we almost got to 26. We got 24 callers called into the radio show to name the movie, but we don't give them $50 cash prize until we get to 26 callers. So we didn't get 26 callers today. So we have to wait until tomorrow when we do the $50 cash giveaway on our Tuesday radio show. So until tomorrow, I'll say I'll put the $50 away in my safe and I'll keep it for tomorrow. But in the meantime and between time, I guess DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the movie and tell us what year it was produced and who was the star of the movie.
The name of the movie is Lord of War from 2005, and it starred Nicolas Cage.
The Lord of War?
Lord of War, right. 2005, starring Nicolas Cage. Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage as an international arms dealer.
Oh, okay. The Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage. And what year was that?
2005.
2005. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out a Nicolas Cage movie, I'm sure that was pretty good, because Nicolas Cage is a real good actor, and he plays in a lot of real entertaining movies. So it's The Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage, and it came out in 2005, so you should be able to find it on your Netflix or one of your movie channels to find The Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage from 2005. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. It's time for me to get out of here and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see. Don't you know it's almost my birthday? And I got things to do. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-house studio engineer, helping me with the sports and the music and my stories. So I want to thank my brothers. Thank you very much, brothers. You guys have been very helpful, and you aid to the production of Greggy's Story. All right. Well, now I guess it's time for me to say I'll see you tomorrow. Or, well, I think I got a minute to give a birthday shout-out to a few people. So, DJ Papa D, do we have some birthdays we can give a shout-out to today while we got a minute or two left in the show?
Sure. We have some birthdays.
All right. Who's having a birthday today? November 22nd. 3 days before Thanksgiving, 2021.
Happy birthday to Tawana Harris, who's an AKA.
Tawana
Happy birthday to Pamela J. Monique Hawkins, who I believe is a Delta. Thomas Moore. Happy birthday to Therese Thomas Moore, who's also a Delta. Happy birthday to Donald Tatum, who is a Sigma. Happy birthday, sir. Kendall Bell. Kendall Bell has a birthday today, too. Also, Roderick Colbert has a birthday today. And Roderick is also a Sigma. God told
him. Oh, yay. Go,
happy
Bob.
Happy birthday to Alicia Patton. Alicia is a Zeta.
All right, Star. Happy birthday.
Also, Monica Powell has a birthday today, and Monica is also a Zeta.
All right, Star. Happy birthday.
Next up is Stacy Moultrie Dixon. Happy birthday, Stacy Dixon. Stacy is also a Zeta.
All right, Stacy.
And happy birthday to looking for my birthday list. Give me a second. Where did it go? Here we go. Latoria Marie is a Zeta. Happy birthday, Latoria. Troy Watkins is 64. Troy Watkins is 64 years old today.
Who did you say? Troy Watkins?
Troy Watkins is 54 years old today.
Hey, is that my brother from Carson? Yeah, Troy. What's up, brother? That's my best friend's brother. His nephew, actually. Yeah, all right. Happy birthday, Troy.
And last but not least, Mark Burns from your old school, St. Anselm's, is 59 years old today. He was in your younger brother's class. Happy birthday, Mark. And that's it for birthdays for November 22nd, 2021.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Mark Burns. I remember you, little Mark. Yeah, little guy. All right. Well, he's 55 now, so he ain't so little no more. All right. Well, happy birthday to my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, and all of my frats. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and everybody else, all of my GDIs, and all the other fraternities and sororities around the world. I'm wishing everybody happy birthday on your special day, because today is your special day. So I want to wish you the best of the best days. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Yes, happy birthday to everybody. On November 22nd, 2021. And I hope you guys get some special treats tonight, since today is your special day. Tell your loved ones that they need to treat you with special love and special attention, because it's your special day. And I hope you get some tonight. You know, tell them you need to get something special. Like some cake or some ice cream or some peanuts or some pie or, you know, something sweet like that, you know. Because it's your birthday. You should get something special tonight for your birthday. So I want to wish everybody that having a birthday on the 22nd of November, that's 11/22. 21. Oh, what great numbers. 11, 22, 21. All right. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. I love that. I love that song. All right, everybody, celebrating their birthday today. I hope you get special treats and love and attention tonight from all the people that love you all around the world. So, G-Money is out for the evening, and I want to say that God loves you, and I love you too. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you got your vaccination shot. And make sure you're social distancing so that you're not walking among crowds with people sneezing and coughing all over the place. And make sure you wear your mask so that you can avoid getting the virus, because it's flu season now and people are getting pneumonia and they're getting the flu. And from my information, I hear the virus is acting just like the flu and pneumonia. So it's contagious all the way around. So make sure you get your shots so that you can avoid catching any of those diseases, because we found out that they are deadly and that people have died from catching those viruses and those diseases. It's been deadly, so we want to protect ourselves. So until tomorrow, I'm saying have a good evening. Be careful, be grateful, and be considerate of other people. And now it's time for us to play a song for our prayer. So DJ Papa D, play the prayer, and we're out of here.
All right, what's happening? What's going on? I got a story for you today. I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College. My football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. Well, I went down a back street one time, and I saw these two girls standing by themselves, and one of them was fine. So I pulled over. Let me check you out. So what's your story? And she said, well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery because I want to have my sex changed. And I said, what, you don't like being a girl? And she said, I'm a guy. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. When I was in college, I had roommates from San Francisco. And I went to my buddy's house, and I said, hey, man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street, and I saw these group of girls, and my buddy's like, no, they're not all girls. And I said, but they got dresses on. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. I was in Long Beach, California. Well, these two girls started flirting with me, and they said, why don't you come with us? So I walked down the street to their house. So we get to the house, and I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. Well, we're not real women anymore. I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not.
playboy. I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on, now. I went to this casino called the Western, and I saw this white girl. I said, you got a place around here? And she said, yeah, I got a motel room. So we get to the motel room, and I had gotten in the bed all naked. And she jumped in the shower, and she came out the shower, and she had a dick. She said, I told you I wasn't a real woman. And I said, but you didn't say you were a man. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on, now. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the playboy
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens, and we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.